The Warriors get a real battle from the Rockets in an emotional roller coaster of a game that went to double overtime. Kevin Durant with 39 points to lead all scorers, adding 13 rebounds to the mix. Stephen Curry with a 28-point, 5-assist night and key to helping extend the game past regulation, while Draymond Green, an assist shy of a triple-double, 20 points and 15 boards. And while the Warriors battled back time and time again in this one, the Rockets taken in double OT, 132-127. Here's Coach Kerr and KD.
You know, we did not play well. We got off to a horrible start. We didn't move the ball very well. We didn't execute down the stretch. And we had our moments, especially in the first overtime. We had a real cushion. I think we're up four. I thought, we kind of let it slip away at that point when we had every opportunity to finish them off. But they played a great game, and I thought they deserved to win. They outplayed us.
You talked before the game, you just didn't want to see your guys reach. Did you see that as the main culprit, and especially with Curry, or were you disappointed with those fouls?
Yeah, we reached a few times. Steph's second foul was the one that hurt him. The third one I thought was a bad call. I thought Draymond actually fouled him. When I looked at the play at halftime on Steph's third foul, there was definitely a foul, but it looked to me like Draymond shoved Anderson. Steph was kind of behind the play. I didn't think he fouled him, but that doesn't matter. But the one that matters was the second one, because that's the reach, and that's the discipline. That's the where you have to have the discipline to not reach on Harden. And so they gave him three free throws, and it led to the third foul, which took him out for the final 6 minutes of the first half. So that was a big play.
And what did you think of the Draymond flagrant call? Do you agree with that?
I didn't see it. I didn't look up at the replay. I didn't get a good look at it at all.
I was going to ask about Draymond, but in the entire overtime period, you mentioned the first overtime where you felt it slipped away. Curry had a couple of three-pointers that might have given you a big cushion. Do you feel that you guys shot, I think, 12 for 44 on threes tonight?
Yeah.
Too many threes, the right number of threes? What did you think?
Well, I mean, I don't ever count the threes. If they're good ones, then that's great. I thought we took some that weren't great. I thought KD had a couple chances where he could have gone to the hole, where he settled for threes. But all in all, it was our execution. We weren't moving. We weren't cutting like we normally do. And I just felt like our ball movement went away. And then as a result, we just kind of fell into their switching and went one on one and took difficult shots. We got to do better with that.
Coach, believe me, I'm not trying to set you up, so I'm trying to be careful how I phrase this question. Did you find it difficult to try to adjust to the way things were being called? My question is it an adjustment to certain crews with how you guys play and how they call things, and is that an adjustment period for you guys?
No. I don't think so. I mean, you just go out and play, and whatever is called is called, and you got to keep playing.
A couple of short runs for Pachulia, certainly not on the positive side, and you didn't go with your other centers too much. Some disappointment in the centers tonight, or you just, it wasn't a game for them?
No, it wasn't a game for them. We knew coming in that it was going to be a difficult game, because they basically put the ball in Harden's hands every play, and he gets going downhill. And you've got to have a lot of speed out there to stay in front of him and do a lot of switching. I thought McAdoo did a really good job when he came in the second half, gave us some good minutes. But it was a tough matchup for Zaza, for David, for JaVale. So we knew we were going to go small. We figured we'd start the same way and see how it went. And we got off to a horrible start, so we pretty much went to Andre quickly.
You said that you didn't see the Draymond Green, but good call or bad call, would you agree that that was probably the biggest sequence of the game?
Not necessarily. I thought there were a lot of big sequences. I mean, they hit some huge shots. Harden hit a huge shot. Eric Gordon hit one to tie. I think it was in the first overtime. I thought Steph's foul on Harden when Harden pump faked and he jumped. We were up four at the time. I thought that was a big play. you know, the game is, you know, double overtime, 58 minutes long. So there's a million plays. So there's a lot of plays that matter and a lot of key plays that that happen. And we'll watch the tape, and I'm sure we'll see some more.
Steve, you haven't had a lot of close games in this winning streak. How big is it to have a game like this, kind of a playoff level game in some ways, this early in the season?
That's good. It kind of shows you where you are execution-wise. It's easy to execute when you're winning by a lot of points. But under pressure, you know, with a tough game going on, you got to be able to execute better than we did. So that's on us and our staff to do a better job of getting our guys into some things that they'll be able to be comfortable with down the stretch.
Steve, in terms of Clay and Steph, they never really got into a rhythm, it looked like. Was that them, or was that something that the Rockets were doing that took them away?
I thought they played a good game defensively, Houston did. And, you know, it's always a combination. You look at the tape, no matter what game, no matter what happens, shots go in, shots don't. You have some open ones, you have some other ones. But I always say that, you know, when you move the ball and you execute, the shots are just more likely to go in. Even, you know, when you see an open shot in a game like tonight, it's not a rhythm shot because we're not flowing. And there's a big difference between an open shot and a rhythm shot. And we didn't get a lot of rhythm shots tonight, so give them credit for their defense.
Coach, you've been really complimentary of Houston tonight. Even though your team has had their number, especially at home, these last two and a half, three seasons. What did they show you tonight that they didn't show you otherwise that made you think that gave them the difference to beat you tonight?
That they didn't show us otherwise, meaning what?
In the past.
Well, they're a different team. You know, with Gordon and Ryan Anderson, they stretch you out even more. And, you know, Mike is a great coach. He puts you in a lot of difficult situations to try to guard them. But with that kind of spacing and James Harden coming downhill at you with his strength and his ability to handle the ball and pass it and shoot it, they put a lot of pressure on you.
Kevin, do you feel like you guys ever really got into the rhythm you wanted to get into at any point in this game? It looked like there were some spurts there where you guys kind of got it going, but it didn't really sustain it really going.
Yeah, it's going to be nice like that. You got to find a way to win. We put ourselves in a good position to win.
I think you were 1-7 in the overtime periods after, you know, really good regulation. Any tired legs with it being, I think you played 49 minutes tonight.
No, just missing shots. Felt good going up. I missed them.
It's only been a few minutes, but when you break down the game and what happened, what did you see that you didn't like?
Oh, yeah, we started the game off slow. We got to be better. Turned the ball over more in the first half, you know, gave them some confidence and offensive rebounds, you know. A couple of them, they got some threes. It was a big one, and I want to say, was it first overtime maybe? Eric Gordon hit that three. But this team, they're erratic, man. They don't run any plays. They run pick and roll and drive and kick for threes. So they shoot deep threes as well. So it was long rebounds. We had to do a better job of coming in and grabbing rebounds. If we'd have grabbed a couple more, we'd have won this game. But, you know, we learn from it, move on.
Kevin, I know you weren't here last year. Was this Rockets team a lot harder to match up with?
No. I mean, they make it tough. They spread you out a bit, and they got, you know, they got James handling the ball a lot. Well, all game. Nobody else really handles it. And he's good at making plays. But they got shooters, you know. They got shooters. You see, if they miss threes, they have a hard time scoring. So when they start knocking down threes, it opens up everything for them. And tonight they hit a few early. Ryan Anderson hit some big ones late. And Eric Gordon hit, you know, step back jumpers with guys over draping over him. So you just got to tip your hat to him and move on. But I think for the most part, defensively late in the game, we were pretty solid.
Next up, the Warriors are back at it here Saturday night with the Phoenix Suns visiting. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.